tape. Cat's new to you, dude. I don't do this, but, you know, on Fashion Traders, MyTrading.us, yeah. I would look for the non-enhanced Super Indo, just the what's the other one? The other
I'm a newbie here, so.
Yeah, well, Cash Newman is whispering in my ear, telling me what he would get. I wouldn't recommend this, but this is the Kratom Fiends, broadcasting wild and worldwide from popcorn-enhanced interrogation at Hurrah's studio. Wait, what is it? Hurrah's. What is it? From the hotel of Hera's studio, casino studio. Don't kill the music, Jason. We talked like 14.
It's been going on for a little while.
It's done? Is it done?
Yeah.
All right. It's done. I'm sorry.
So you guys have a little game show going called Let's Make a Drug Deal.
No, we don't. So, hey, Lou,
you are buying. Up? You're trying to order illicit materials off the internet.
Licit.
Yeah,
illicit. Kratom is licit, and I wasn't ordering it.
You don't even have to go to the deep web to get this stuff. It's no biggie.
I know.
It's right up there with Schlitz malt liquor and no dose.
Everyone's and better. Everyone's much tried Kratom except Lou.
Lou's well, except for me, edge. I haven't either.
Well, you're yeah. Everyone's willing to except Lou. Thing.
Yeah.
Lou's smart. Lou yeah won't do it unless he can light it on fire with his his tactical flashlight. So, Diana, who's your favorite actor? I mean, who's the favorite actor to say his name? Whose name do you like saying the most of any actor?
Whose name do I like saying the
Shia
most of any
LaBeouf.
Say my name. Yeah. Say my name.
It's LaBeouf. It's LaBeouf. LaBeouf.
So did you hear he got arrested for punching a Nazi?
I heard that, yeah. I did hear that. I haven't, really read up on it, but I heard
it. It's so lame.
It's
so lame. First of all,
was he the guy in D.C. that sucker punched Richard Spencer?
No. He was another leftist.
Oh, that's some other dirty ANCOM?
Yeah, he was another leftist who... I think he got either this was planned or trolled. There's really bad cell phone footage. I think the footage might be shot by the guy who trolled him. So Shia LaBeouf has been doing this. I don't know. He's been on the street. He's a millionaire movie star who's been living like a common street troll, protesting Trump.
Yeah, he was on this kids show on Disney, and I can't remember the name of it. And I'm sure somebody listening out there who's young enough remembers the name of it. But I used to watch
Super
it with my daughter.
It was Super Sloppy Kratom Dare, right? I think on Nickelodeon. You know the guitarist?
It was a Disney show.
You know, Doug Hilsinger for Bomb worked on that show, Super Sloppy Double Dare. He used to be the guy like up above pouring the goo on the kids. Yeah.
Oh yeah, the sliming, getting slimed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For children.
Yeah, Caitlin loved that crap. I hated it.
Shia, your daughter liked it.
Even Stevens, that was the name. It was on the Disney Channel, and I actually used to watch that with my daughter. It was pretty cute. Yeah, it was cute. You are really enjoying this.
If he wanted to be a famous person but living on the streets like a bum and everything, why didn't he just become a punk rock musician?
Yeah, we're so. Actually, there are some famous. The singer from Courtship of Eddie's Father wasn't the kid who played Eddie the singer in Dead Kennedys after Jello left.
I don't know. Let's look it up.
Yeah, look that up. Look up Jello. Okay. Look up Dead Kennedys. We got our kratomed out research team on this. Boof is the sound that it makes if you drop a 10-pound bag of flour on the ground by accident.
It just means the beef.
Does it?
Yeah. Remember we used to say face.
That name,
face
I thought it was a woman. Well, I thought it was a woman too, but I also thought it was a Middle Eastern woman for some reason. I guess because she sounds like Shiite, but. I don't know. So,
Portrait of
Isn't
Eddie's
it Shia?
I don't know. I like saying father. Shia. I don't care how you say the first name. It's the last
it's
name.
It's like Shia, like Shiite.
Yeah. So what exactly is this guy doing? Is he going around breaking out windows at Starbucks and Bank of America?
He's basically occupying some street corner protesting that Trump's a Nazi, so he says. And somebody walked up to him and put their arm around him like, hey, dude, like selfieing them. Like, you know, the attack, mm-hmm. the guy who got attacked, the troll was selfieing it on his cell phone. The footage mm-hmm. that you see is from the troll cell phone. So he went up. You're breathing really hard there. Stop breathing, whoever's breathing. So he went up to Shia LaBeouf and put his arm around him while selfieing on his video phone and said, Hitler did nothing wrong. He's like, hey, dude, Hitler did nothing wrong. And LaBeouf like shoved him and then tried to like grab his scarf and pull him to him. And, the guy ran and called the police and had Shia arrested, and he was handcuffed by NYPD and dragged off. And I imagine that either that Shia had his buddy do this and it was, you know, he wanted to look like a big man, or it was some troll, you know, like, oh, let's get a movie star to punch me and I can sue him. It had to be one of those, I think.
Maybe he's trying to get into character to do a biopic as a young Sean Penn or Alec Baldwin.
He's going to play Sean Penn in the biopic. That's funny.
Okay, well, I have the information now about Brandon Cruz, who was Eddie Corbett on Courtship of Eddie's Father. People let me tell you about my best friend. You remember that?
is that the theme song?
It was a theme song probably. Oh, wow. Yeah.
I never saw that show.
But anyway, so he did. He was in the Dead Kennedys. He was actually not in the original Dead Kennedys, so he was in the reunited Dead Kennedys.
That was Jello Biafra.
Jello Biafra.
He was in the Not My Dead Kennedys.
Right.
Dead
Kennedys.
Yeah. The undead Kennedys? Was he like a walker?
The undead Kennedys. That's what they should be called.
My circus, not my dead Kennedys.
So you don't have the, since you're one of the beautiful people, you don't have the app. You're on the app, but you don't have the app.
No, I don't have
you're
it.
Too beautiful.
Oh, well, too beautiful. Yeah. Whatever.
Russians did it.
Yeah.
Can we get some... Of course I have it. I sing along to it.
Cool. You should use it on the show. If you get too tired, just press buttons on it.
Yeah. So, Diana, if...
This is fine-standing bullshumer.
So, can you do that Russian accent and talk about the moose and squirrel?
What the happy Halloween are you talking about?
I don't know. All I know how to say is just like moose and squirrel. Squirrel.
Not
I can't say
circus.
It.
Not well,
that's not too bad. You've got the Melania Trump accent.
Not
now.
My circus, not my monkeys. Not my monkeys.
That was.
Not my circus, not my monkeys.
I didn't use yours on that. I had to make some choices. Mine? This app would have had like 3,000 options if I'd used everybody, but you are on it doing something. That's TJ. Yeah. So we have something horrible to talk about. A friend of mine got hacked and got a lot of money taken from him. He had, what was it, 81 Bitcoin, I think.
Oh, my God.
Is that what I said? Yeah, like $79,000 worth of Bitcoin. And I'm going to spend about 45 minutes talking about what happened and, more importantly, how people can keep this from happening. Not that most people listening have that much Bitcoin, but, you know, the techniques that were used to steal from him could be used to steal anything. They could be used for, you know, your bank account, whatever. The reason people steal Bitcoin more than like credit card numbers these days is because... Quit chewing in the phone, Lou. You're so loud. Just turn 45 degrees to the side. The reason people steal Bitcoin is you can't reverse the transaction. Like, you know, if you get $80,000 stolen from your credit card, you can call the credit card company and they'll either cancel the transaction or, you know, they'll eat it and pay you the money. But if you lose that in Bitcoin, you lost it. So he lost it at Harrah's. He was at Harrah's Casino and he wrote me, this is a Fiend fan. He said I could say his name. I guess I'll say his name. It's Devin. Do you guys know Devin?
I do.
Devin Kunjema is his name.
Something like that.
I didn't know him until I saw your post. I mean, and I still don't know him personally, but.
Friend him. I think he could use some more friends right now.
I interact with him quite frequently. He's a real nice guy. He's a mensch.
Yeah, he's a really good guy, and this couldn't happen to a nicer guy and shouldn't have happened. So he wrote me last night at about, 2 in the morning, and he's like, hey, you know a lot about Bitcoin. Can I ask you a question? And I'm like, yeah, what? What's up? Because people always say that, and their question is usually, how do I Bitcoin? And I'm like, I was kind of bracing myself for like, okay, where do I send newbies? What book should I recommend? But it wasn't that at all. I woke up as soon as he told me what happened and got him on the phone and we talked for 45 minutes. And so I'm gonna point out a lot of mistakes he made, but he's cool with me doing this because he wants this to be like a cautionary example to people. Yeah. First of all, so 4 years ago, he basically, and this was his life savings. He's wiped out. He doesn't have more money. Don't try to hack him again. He's got nothing. So 4 years ago, he had saved up $40,000. He'd like toiled his whole adult life and saved, unlike most people, young adults, he'd saved some money. And, from working a job for like 8 years or something. So he had like 40 grand saved and he bought Bitcoin. And it was, let me see exactly how many Bitcoin it was. I got it somewhere here. It was 81 Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. And Bitcoin's like $950, something like that right now.
Yeah.
What's the price, Diana? You can look it up.
I'll tell you in a second.
He had it.
The first mistake he made, was investing in Bitcoin without knowing more about security.
989.
I have 986.80 by Bitstamp.
Yeah. So he had the Bitcoin in some online wallet for years, which is mistake number one.
Right.
I think it was Coinbase. I think he bought it on Coinbase and he had it in a wallet there. He didn't lose it from them though, but okay, we'll talk more about this when we get back. I'll help you order your Kratom during the break there, Diana. All right. Worms.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
Ever struggle for the right thing to say at a party? Want something to break the ice? Get the free Freedom Fiends Android app, Pocket Alibi. Pocket Alibi will help you have things to say. It'll replace verbal communication when you're not speaking with somebody.
I value your input.
It'll make you the hit of any party.
Not my circus, not my monkeys.
Will it work?
Not a guarantee.
It's a great icebreaker, too. Comes loaded with hundreds of original funny sayings with great voices and great recording quality. It's arranged into 7 categories. Disclaimers.
You should never do the thing I'm talking about.
Excuses.
I'm sorry, sir. An older girl told me to do it.
Advice. Fun, too.
Get off me, kitty.
Libertarian pickup lines.
Hey, baby, hold my camera while I yell at this meter maid.
State speech is hate speech.
Bark, bark for the state.
Get Pocket Alibi today on Google Play for free. Again, search for Pocket Alibi. That's Pocket Alibi. A-L-I-B-I.
Pocket Alibi, Pocket Alibi, Pocket Alibi, Pocket Alibi, Pocket Alibi.
Does this app make me look fat?
Yeah, that's on crackinkratom.com. That's a cash show. I don't know what that is.
I think so, yeah.
It's been a really long time since I've seen that.
I am probably the squarest fiend, and I know all the drug humor. Or at least a significant portion of it.
Well, because it was funny stuff, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was all the nerds that went to see Cheech and Chong back in the day anyway, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Including me.
I'm also the what, Michael?
You're the least technically savvy fiend, probably. And you told me something during the break that our friend Devin should have done. Devin Kunjema should have done. and he'd still have his Bitcoin. And if the guy who got into Bitcoin, what, you got in like 3 months ago, I think? Something like
that. No, I've been set up for about 2.5 years. I don't use it that often. I don't know a whole lot outside of basic operator type stuff. So I can explain what Bitcoin is, but I'm not greatly experienced, and I can't go beyond the basics. But yeah, I did.
But
know,
what'd you tell me during the
solution.
Break? What'd you tell me during the break? That's correct.
Oh, he should have had cold storage paper wallets. Yeah. The way that those work is you load your Bitcoin onto that particular wallet, and it has I believe, a public key and a private key. And without that private key, you can't get at it. So I don't think that they can be hacked. Is what it comes down to.
They can't be hacked nearly as easily. Especially
it definitely kills amateur night.
Right. And the way he was hacked could have been someone who wasn't even a very good hacker. But so I'll get more into paper wallets later and how to do them. But let's talk about what happened to the guy. So he writes me in the middle of the night and says, "Hey, you know about Bitcoin. What's up?" So, and I'm like, "What's up?" And he's like, "Well, so he had this 81 Bitcoin on Coinbase where he bought it years ago. First of all, you never keep any amount of Bitcoin for any period of time at all, like more than minutes. Like I would buy it on there and then transfer it home. And I don't have anywhere. First of all, one way I don't lose Bitcoin is I don't keep Bitcoin, you know, like I spend it. But I've never done it as an investment like that. I've never had enough money to invest like that. And first of all, if I had $80,000 to invest, I'd probably spend 10 grand on home improvement because there's some stuff our house needs, which is stuff that we could use, like fixing some, you know, problems with the lights. We have one of those old 60s relay light systems. You know what those are, Lou?
I'm sorry. Like I was typing.
Okay. Well, it's a really old style of electrical light switching system that's like when it gets cold, our light switches don't work. They get stuck on or off. You know, not like a desk lamp, but like the overhead lamps in the house, overhead lighting in the house. I hear you typing, Lou. But I'd fix that. I'd fix this issue we have where eventually our, you know, plumbing is going to have problems because it's one of those old like paper tube systems. You know, so I'd spend 10 grand fixing that, which would make our lives better and also make the house more of an investment value, you know? So right there, like that's something they can't, only the government can really steal is your house. So I would, invest 10 in that. I'd probably invest some in, you know, gold and bury it somewhere. I'd probably invest some in stocks and some in bonds, you know, and then some in Bitcoin. Like probably out of 80 grand, I'd probably invest 10 grand in Bitcoin.
Derek J would say that gold is Bitcoin for old people.
I said that. That's what I told my. I made that up.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry.
He uses it. Yeah. Yeah. I like listening to the fiends when I'm not on, because it's like I'm on. Because there's so many things like coming out of my brain, out of other people's mouths. I love it. Yeah. But okay. So, you know,
flashback,
first mistake was
like a dinosaur threshing around in the tar pit.
Yeah. So his first mistake was basically investing more money than he could afford to lose, and doing it all in one basket. Like, you know, diversify is the first answer. Second answer, Bitcoin, you shouldn't have any amount of Bitcoin, let alone, you know, six-figure digit amounts, dollar amounts of Bitcoin, without understanding Bitcoin. Like he said something to me that was like such a basic misunderstanding of Bitcoin, I couldn't believe it. Like he, you know, after this was unfolding, he said, you know, I looked at this and the amount of confirmations on showing for this transaction keeps increasing. Is that him doing something funny? And I'm like, no, that happens with every transaction. You know, you make a Bitcoin transaction, it starts with zero confirmations. Most merchants consider this it final after two confirmations. Most hackers say it's unreversible after six. And, you know, it goes up. Like, he didn't even know that. You should know that kind of stuff if you're going to invest in Bitcoin.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
Thank you for being a fiend. You may know the show as Triggerweens. We're saying worms and your new bigger buttons on. And if you threw a party and invited every yak you knew, you would see we'd still follow the NAP, and we're covered by Bipcot. Thank you for being a fiend.
We forgot to mention at the beginning of the show, Donald Trump is a liar, a socialist, and his toupee stinks.
Ew.
His toupee probably does stink.
Ew.
Gross. Okay, I'm disgusted now. Yuck.
Fiend phone. Fiend phone.
Yeah. It's not me. It's me. It's just me.
Uh-oh.
What? It's me.
There's somebody else coming in.
It's me. I'm sending a link to Diana. See it, Diana? You can copy it there. Oh, I came in as Miller, too. That's funny. It's not Miller, too. It's me. See it, Diana? Diana. Did we lose her?
Yeah, it looks like we did.
That's weird. Huh. I guess I'll disconnect. So, you there, Diana?
Diana, can you hear us? Oh, great.
Obviously,
now we got to start reading No Treason because she's not here.
Yeah. You got to start reading what?
No Treason.
No Treason.
Yeah, there was a night that I was on with her and I was getting droned. And before the show, you had said, okay, here's what you guys need to read if one of you gets droned. And it was, I think, No Treason, Chapter 4 or something like that.
That would work for anybody on the show, really, I think. That's weird. So what I did was I connected. Anyway, it's too long a story. We're going to call this show Wormonomics in One Lesson, which is pretty funny. It's a takeoff on what, Lou?
Oh, Economics in One Lesson by Henry Hazlitt.
Is that a book you recommend?
That is a book that I strongly recommend. Good. That and Lessons for the Young Economist by Robert P. Murphy.
Cool.
And you can get both on PDF at zero cost on the interwebs.
Cool. Send me a link and I'll put it in the show notes. And what I would recommend for people who are doing anything online, which is everybody all the time, every day now, I would recommend that you listen to this next segment about how to stay safe on the internet. So, is that Diana texting
Probably.
You? Yeah. So, my friend got hacked of a bunch of Bitcoin. So, my first guess was, since he was in the hotel of a casino at the time, that it was, you know, somebody in the casino with a packet sniffer in a couple rooms away or something, because I don't even know that this is common, but I would assume that that'd be a common. What is that, man?
Oh, that one was Diana.
Okay. What'd she say?
What the?
We're trying to do a show, Diana, but, you know, let's get you back on. What's up? What'd she say?
I'm trying to get to it. Hang on.
Okay.
My messenger is messed up.
Okay, so at this rate, this whole show is going to be this one story, but it's good because this is going to, you're going to not lose money. You're going to be able to safeguard your digital assets, including your bank account, by listening to these simple directions. So my friend, he was in a casino, you know, he went up there to
Fiend phone.
Diana.
Okay, I appear to be back. I don't know what happened.
What the hell happened?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I have no idea.
So
yeah.
We basically spent that whole time talking about that you were gone. It was very unproductive radio. So I hope it doesn't happen again. But
I don't know what happened. It was my internet or something. I have no idea.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah. I think it was coincidental that I happened to connect at the same time. Hell, let's try it again. Let's see what happens.
What? I'm curious.
What do you mean? Because I was trying to send you a link.
Fiend phone.
Diana? Oh, hell.
She's locked up.
Wow. All right. Well, I'll just do it without her. F it. We'll do it live. Okay, so I figured that maybe it was, you know, something to do with the fact that he's in a casino, because it seems like that would be a target-rich environment for a hacker to go with a, you know, wireless packet sniffer or, you know, I mean, a really common way to do it would be, it's really common for people to go set up fake Wi-Fi. Like, you know, you go to Harrah's and you set up, you get a room there and you set up, you there, Diana?
Hello? Okay, I'm back. Yeah, right. It went away for a minute again.
All right.
Yeah.
And I won't do that again. It was something I did. You know, so it would make sense that people would go to a casino hotel and set up like fake Wi-Fi that says, you know, Harrah's free Wi-Fi for guests or something, and then actually use it to, like, you know, intercept all the traffic over it. First of all, never, when you're using your phone, never use Wi-Fi outside your home for anything, especially financial transactions. You know,
right.
Maybe for Facebook or whatever. But the problem is these days, too, like, everything is based on your phone to the point where really all they have to get is your phone, your control of your phone, even if you still have your phone. And they can hack everything. Like, a really common way they hack people are, like, you know, they'll look around on Facebook. They'll find out your birthday. You should never have your real birthday anywhere online. You know, they'll find out your year from some other site. They'll find out what school you went to. Grade school, like, and then maybe your mother's maiden name, like, you know, it'll have your mother on there, your mother's divorced.
Pretty easy one, probably.
So, like, those four things you could find for like one out of 10 people, you could find all that stuff from their Facebook page. So then, and you know, and maybe they posted a screenshot of something on their phone so you can see, oh, AT&T, it's AT&T. So, you know, you call up AT&T or Sprint or whatever, you say, hey, you know, I'm Diana Kyler. I lost my, you know, I can't get into my account online or something, my Sprint account, or a really common one is, you know, I bought a new cell phone and I'm moving this number over to that number. I'm porting this number. And then they'll say, okay, you know, what's your security code or whatever? Or what's the last four of your social? And you're like, oh, I don't have that on me, but you know, I have it my security question is, what school did you go to? You know, you find out what are the five common security questions. I'm not telling people how to hack. I'm telling people how people get hacked. And what you should safeguard against. Like, one really common one is, like, mother's maiden name is the key to a lot of things. And I have said, like, in books I've written, because I have a weird middle name, it's Wareham, W-A-R-E-H-A-M. And I've said,
Werecat.
Yeah, I've said many times, you know, oh, I have this weird middle name. People say, oh, he's asked me, what's it mean? I'm like, oh, it's a town in England, but it's also my mother's maiden name. So when, and this was like pre-internet, I was saying this, and on this show, and then, like, suddenly, like, that became the banking question for a lot of people, for a lot of banks. I had to call my bank up and say, like, hey, I have to not use that for my bank account. And they're like, but it's a standard question. And I'm like, I can't use it. It's public knowledge. And I had to, like, go up one level and talk to someone superior to get them to change it to something else. And, like, even if you use something else, like, if you use, like, what school did you go to? You know, don't use your real school. Make something up. But something you can remember. So it's really easy to crack people like that. Like, who was it? Who's the actress? Paris Hilton. Remember when Paris Hilton's BlackBerry or something got hacked and, like, pictures of her naked got posted? They hacked that because her security question was, what's your favorite pet's name? And her favorite pet was, like, a character on her reality show. Everyone knew her pet's name. That's how easy it was to hack her.
Right.
And a lot of times, if you can get into someone's phone or email account, you can get a lot of other information, like, oh, okay, they're expecting a wire transfer, or, oh, they're selling their house, or, oh, you know, like, any, you know, like, this guy had never told anyone he had Bitcoin. He was smart about it. But, you know, they probably were randomly hacking people, found this guy, like, oh, here's an, you know, account state, you know, like, oh, you know, they could see that he owned a bunch of Bitcoin or something. Because he'd recently, Coinbase told him that he had to move his coins elsewhere. Like, they weren't either doing online wallets anymore, or they were going to a pay scale or something. I don't know. But they said a few days ago, they told him he had to move it. And he was a little smart about it. He didn't move it all to one online wallet, and you should never use online wallets, but at least he moved it to two. He moved about half of it to an online wallet on BitPay, and the other half on blockchain.info. So they both have online wallets. He moved it to there. So when I'm talking to him last night, like, he's like, hey, for some reason all of a sudden, like, you know, my balance on this online wallet was 47 Bitcoin and now it's zero. You know, why would that happen? And I'm like,
oh my God.
It would happen because someone hacked you. You know, it would only happen if like the online wallet company got hacked or someone hacked your account on there or you withdrew it. That's pretty much the only ways that could happen that I could think of. And he's like, oh my God, I think I'm going to be sick. And he's like, well, at least I moved, you know, the other 33 or whatever to another account. And I actually said to him, you know, this sounds really scammy, but I'm thinking, you know, maybe it wasn't the online wallet service that was hacked. I mean, that's run by Roger Ver. It's probably solid as online wallets go. You know, I said, are you in front of your computer? And he's like, no, I'm in a hotel at a casino on my cell phone. And I'm like, you know, I almost think maybe you should move all that to me and I should hold it for a couple days until you get to, you can straighten out and close whatever hole this is, because it might be that they didn't hack just your account, that maybe they hacked your phone or your computer and they have all your info. And he's like, I didn't say, let's do that. I said, like, you know, if I knew you better, I'd offer to do that, but I don't really, you know, it sounds weird. I don't want to offer that, but, you know, maybe I would if I knew you better. And like, I was kind of like offering, but not offering. If he'd said that, I would have been, all right, let's do it. I'm going to charge you half a Bitcoin to do this, probably, to make it worth my while. And so it doesn't seem like scammy almost, you know, like, or like a quarter big. I would have charged him $100 or something to do that, because I'd be taking a huge risk too, but I would have put it in a paper wallet. You know, I would have made it secure. And he didn't bite. He didn't say, yeah, let's do that. And I just didn't want to like push it. Yeah. And he didn't say, yeah, let's do that. He lost the other half while we were on the phone.
Oh my gosh.
So if we'd done that, you know, I don't know the exact timing. I wasn't watching the clock, but you know, there's a good chance if we'd done that, he'd still have half of it.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That makes me sick to my stomach. Thank you.
The whole thing makes me sick to the stomach. But when we get back, we're going to talk about solutions. I've talked enough about the problem.
Worms.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum.
When the final element issues, it's not because I need to know the Constitution well enough to know it's a well-crafted blueprint to create an ever-increasing federal empire. But there's still one thing missing.
Buttons!
Freedom Fiends now has buttons. You'll get state speech is hate speech, guns and weed, buy sheep for sheep on Jeep,
and Bitcoin.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says,
Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others once were big but now are small. If a real true fiend, then gotta collect them all. Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others once were big but now are small. If a real true fiend, then gotta collect them all. Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others once were big, but now we're small. It's a real true feat, they gotta collect them all. Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others once were big, but now we're small. It's a real true feat, they gotta collect them all. Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others once were big, but now we're small. It's a real true feat, they gotta collect them all.
Try this at home, says Cash Newman. All right. So we're talking about how to not get hacked. So we thought that my friend probably got hacked because he was in a casino, and it turned out to not be true, but we didn't know that until he got home. So so he's there, you know, he's like, what can I do? You know, like, you know, I was like, well, you know, you could go to the police, but it's going to be useless. I said the best thing to do would be to go talk to Hera's security, because I said, you know, they'll be a lot more interested than the police was. They're not going to refund your money, but, you know, especially since it's not money you had at the casino. It's something that happened to you while at the casino. They actually like gave him $100 on his like next time you come to Hera's card, you know, as a consolation prize. But I thought they'd be kind of be interested in maybe, you know, they like maybe they had packet sniffing device and could walk down the hall and see like if they could figure out what room it is. And he was like, you know, after that, he was like, is there any way to get this back? And I said, the only way to get it back is to find out who took it and beat it out of them. That's really the only way. I mean, you can't reverse Bitcoin transactions, which is one reason that governments say they want to control them, is because they want to, you know, be to protect people from their own, you know, folly. But it's part of the beauty, I think, of Bitcoin and of cryptocurrencies that you can't reverse it, because it's kind of like you're on your own and you completely do it yourself. So when he got home, you know, we were talking more about it, and I was like, you know, is there any way to find out the IP of it, the address? And he's like, well, yeah, one of the services that he used had the IP of the person that took it. And I was like, well, you know, it's got to be a VPN, but go ahead and give it to me. I'll search it. And I looked it up, and it's not a VPN. And I said, yeah, it's a, you know, from this internet service, from a landline in this town. And he's like, I'm freaking out now. That town is one town over than me. And that's the internet service I use, you know, the internet service provider. And I said, right now on your computer, go to Google and type what's my, you know, my IP. And he did. And it was his IP. He was hacked from. So he has roommates that he trusts absolutely 1,000%. And they're not tech savvy and they wouldn't do it. And he's sure they didn't do it. And I believe him. I do believe him. So, but his two of his computers were on while he was gone. That's a problem right there.
Yeah.
Second, you know, and another problem is that he had a desktop computer that's wireless. And I'm like, oh, what is the router downstairs? And he's like, no, it's in the same room, about 12 feet away. And I'm like, and you're not using it wired? That's crazy. So here's what I told him to do, and he did some of this. So he, you know, ran a virus scan, and then went to bed. I don't know what the results are yet, but he also like called up his ISP, told him he'd been hacked and lost money. That with a lot of services, that kind of takes you to the next level, and they either have to do something about it legally, or they will do something about it. And I told him to have them change his IP to begin with. I told him to get, and they did. I told him to get a landline, you know, to go tomorrow and get a cable instead of using wireless on his desktop computer and wire it, you know, so that eliminates some problems right there. You know, cause people can hack routers and hack, you know, wireless transmissions if they're not properly encrypted. And I told him to, change all, you know, like check for viruses, make sure he doesn't have any, change his IP, wire the wireless computer, turn off, reboot both of his computers, and then turn off the wireless laptop and change all his passwords on everything, which he did, including like, you know, and I said like tomorrow, like call the phone company, ask if anyone has called up claiming to be you, you know, try to put a lock on it, try to get him to put a porting lock, you know, so it can't be ported to another phone without you like showing up in person and providing ID. Just everything I could think of, and I'll talk about some more possibilities when we get back, of just overall internet security, not even specifically Bitcoin security.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't stay, y'all.
Don't keep Bitcoin anywhere but at home. Don't keep the wallets anywhere but at home.
And don't carry through the Manchester airport in New Hampshire like Dobby did. Otherwise, you're getting strip searched.
Oh, Dobby got hacked. Dobby got hacked almost probably the same way with a wireless packet sniffer at Porkfest a bunch of years ago. Got 5 Bitcoin stolen from his phone. Yep.
Yeah, I remember when that happened to Free Aid.
He hacked it. It was other people's, and he paid it back out of his pocket. Ever struggle for the right thing to say at a party? Want something to break the ice? Get the free Freedom Fiends Android app, Pocket Alibi. Pocket Alibi will help you have things to say. It'll replace verbal communication when you're not speaking with somebody.
I value your input.
It'll make you the hit of any party.
Not my circus, not my monkeys.
Will it work?
Not a guarantee.
It's a great icebreaker, too. Comes loaded with hundreds of original funny sayings with great voices and great recording quality. It's arranged into 7 categories. Disclaimers.
You should never do the thing I'm talking about.
Excuses.
I'm sorry, sir. An older girl told me to do it.
Advice. Fun. Fun, too.
Get off me, kitty.
Libertarian pickup lines.
Hey, baby. Hold my camera while I yell at this meter maid.
State speech is hate speech.
Bark. Bark for the state.
Get Pocket Alibi today on Google Play for free. Again, search for Pocket Alibi. That's Pocket Alibi, A-L-I-B-I.
Pocket Alibi, Pocket Alibi, Pocket Alibi, Pocket Alibi, Pocket Alibi.
Does this app make me look fat?
We're back.
Yeah. Got the intro, dude.
Cock-a-doodle-loo.
Yeah, sure. This is the Freedom Fiends. We're yakking into microphones from the libertarian re-education camp, which could be very likely some low-orbit ion cannon high atop financial beast plaza on the artificial satellite Blue Pair 2017. No, the artificial satellite, the Death Star, because America's going to get a new space program going in. In the Alpha Centauri region, the Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org. And Donald Trump is a liar, a socialist, and his toupee stinks.
It was right about this time when said that the last time that I
Hillary's toupee stinks.
To what?
Hillary's toupee stinks.
Wow.
Her pantsuit stinks. Her pantsuit is just real ugly.
Diana, you didn't finish.
Oh, I was just saying that it was around that time that we were saying that the last time that I was apparently droned, but it had to do with dealings going on or something.
There's no dealings. There's no dealings. All right, so... Couple things really quick. I need someone to test something. I need someone to go on the Freedom Fiends site and click on the left or right side, either side, down a little bit. There's a Amazon link that, you know, we get a tiny bit. Doesn't cost you any more to use it, but Amazon gives us a, you know, tiny bit, and we use it to keep the servers and lights on. So I'm not sure that's working anymore. I'm still getting... you know, not money, emails with, how they do it. They do it with a online card. Like, you know, you have a gift card from yourself. Mm-hmm. I'm still getting
those. I just clicked on it. It works.
Me too.
Okay. Well, it works.
And it says Freedom Fiends in the address line.
Yep.
I know that too. Here's what I want someone to do. I want someone to click on that from the website and order something on Amazon and then email me and tell me what you ordered. And then it takes me a couple days before I can check the stats and see if it's in there in the list. Mm-hmm. But I think it might be possible that that's not working anymore. But, you know, like I have a lot of things where I've done because I can check the links and see if they work. Like there's a link checker for Amazon mm-hmm. affiliates, but, and I've done a lot of things where I've like reviewed, like today I reviewed a flashlight and put my Amazon link in it. Like those, and I've done that with a lot of microphones and stuff, like those still work. But the one clicking from my end and then checking says it doesn't work. But it might just be that they won't let me do it from my, you know, like you can't use your own link kind of thing anymore, which I never used, but I used to be able to check the link that way. Mm-hmm. And I've done it a few times and it suddenly doesn't work. So I would love somebody to please order something directly from, even if you have it bookmarked, don't use that and make sure it doesn't like autofill or something from your bookmark, but just go order something, please, on Amazon And then either write me on Facebook, send me an email, or put a comment on the Freedom Fiend site of exactly what you ordered and what date you ordered it. I'm going to check and make sure that's working, because if it's not, I need to contact Amazon. So secondly, I've got some movie recommendation. I've seen some really kick butt movies lately. There were a couple that Lisa and I saw last week that we were going to review, but I was sick that night and wasn't on. So here's some homework for people. The first one is called Lo and Behold, which is an internet documentary that's really great. It's about the history of the internet. A lot of stuff I didn't know. It's on Netflix. Another one is on Netflix is called Kill Switch, and it's about internet censorship and basically how to stop it. And then I saw one tonight that was about that's a topic that's really important to me because, I've been trying to do that for years and not succeeded because people don't really care as much as they say they do. But then there's another one. It's a documentary about Anonymous called We Are Legion. That's very good. Mm-hmm. Also, I recommend all those. So We Are Legion, Lo and Behold, L-O and Behold. And Kill Switch. I recommend of those. They're great. Right. Also, incredible biopic by Tim Burton that's on Netflix called Big Eyes. And it's about the Keen artist, you know, the pop art pictures that were huge in the 50s and early 60s and all the 60s and some of the 70s. There were basically these like little waif-like children with huge eyes, usually with a kitten looking starving or homeless.
I had a couple of those, and they gave me the creeps.
Yeah. The whole story about them is kind of creepy and beautiful, too. And, of course, Tim Burton made it. And it's basically like this woman painted them, and her husband took credit for it. In the end, she divorced him and sued him. And he was he maintained until his death, even after losing this lawsuit, that he painted him. And this is kind of a spoiler alert, but I'll say it anyway because it's still like just watching the whole style of the movie is amazing. And this really happened. She took him in federal court. She sued him, you know, for her name back basically to like prove she did it. And the judge just got tired of basically watching a couple fight. You know, that's what the lawsuit turned into is like, you know, a couple's conflict bickering. And he said, okay, there's one way to settle this. You're both going to paint one. You know, because whoever had done it had painted thousands of them and had it down to like assembly line speed. So like, how long would it take? Is an hour enough? And she's like, yeah. And he's like, I suppose. So they bring in easels and paint. She paints one perfectly in an hour. And he like never starts and says his shoulder hurts. And he lost the case. And she is alive. She's 80 something. She's alive and has a gallery in San Francisco. I used to ride by it as a bike messenger all the time. So check out Big Eyes. Good movie. All right.
Yeah. It makes me kind of wonder if the ones that I had were originals. Oh.
I doubt it. They're worth lots of money. But I mean, were they paintings? Because there were prints everywhere of those.
Yeah, they were probably prints. But and my mom thought that they would be like really pretty in my room, and they just gave me the creeps and nightmares all the time. So
they actually show in the movie how they started making prints was you know, she was selling a few here and there for a good bit of money, you know, for like $1,500, $1,000, which was a lot back then. And but you know, she couldn't make them that fast. They wanted to make more money, or he wanted to make more money. He was like a former like high-end real estate agent. He was like a real power driver, and she was really meek. I mean, like the kids are a picture of her inner child, basically. She was really, you know, never, like she never would have been famous without him, but he was an SOB to her. They showed how like they got the idea to make prints. You know, they were doing an art gallery. They had a gallery together, you know, and it was him supposedly painting them. And she was like walking around serving cocktails at her husband's art openings, which is really depressing, but it was her paintings. Yeah. But he finally, you know, they had like posters for the event, and they had some left over, and they had them on the table in the gallery. And people just kept taking them like, oh, this is great, and leaving them. They weren't selling many paintings. And finally, he was like, you know, he put 10 cents on the posters, which would be a couple bucks now. And they were still like going out the door. And he's like, you know, we don't sell these for 500 to 1,000. We sell prints for $5. That's how we get rich. And that's what they did. And they were everywhere. We had some. They're creepy.
Yeah. Amy Adams played her.
She's great. What's she in?
Amy Adams. She was in that, obviously. And she was also in that movie Arrival more recently.
You know, she's one of the highest paid actors right now.
Yeah, that's what
Hollywood.
I've heard.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I like her. She does good stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
I haven't seen Arrival yet.
All right, so real quick, more. Mm-hmm. We'll finish up this segment. More on like how to protect your internets. If you're gonna have
moron.
Bitcoin, what?
Moron
for the moron. I'm gonna put a link in the show notes for a book that you should get if you're gonna own Bitcoin at all. It's called. It's by Andreas Antonopoulos, and it's called Mastering Bitcoin. And I put a picture of it because I put a blog post of it, and then I put a picture at the bottom of the O'Reilly. You know how O'Reilly, those tech books, always have animals
O'Reilly
on
Media.
Them? I put this one that's like a picture of their lemur, and it says, oh, F, the acid is kicking in. The walls are melting. Fourth edition. But I used to write for them. I did a lot of like tech writing and editing and, you know, never did a whole book by them. Or did I? Oh, I co-wrote a book. Yeah. YouTube, an insider's guide to riding the charts, mm-hmm. Some book they paid me to write, to co-write mm-hmm. with some guy who was a YouTube star. So I used to get checks from them. Their checks have that lemur on them. That crazy looking little beast.
Oh, cute. Yeah.
It's really
lemurs
cute.
Are awesome.
Yeah. So get that book. I'm going to put it in the show notes. Also, if you have a lot of Bitcoin, consider paper wallets. And I'm going to put a link for something I wrote on that. And you have to do this all with offline computers. Like, you go buy a computer that never goes online. Linux is best, but a Windows computer that's only online once is a lot more secure, you know, than like using your main computer to access your, you know, passwords for your wallet. You know, because everything you download like increases your chance of getting hacked. Same with phones, especially, you know, with Android apps. Like they basically run them through a computer to see if there's any viruses. But people have been clever and put viruses in Android apps anyway that get on the Google Play Store. And a lot of stuff is social engineering. Like you get an email from your mother that says, you know, oh, what's the last four of your social? I forgot. You know, and it's not really from your mother. So things like that. Look out for things like that.
Groovy.
The other is there are actual physical like hardware Bitcoin wallets that if you're going to have $80,000 worth of Bitcoin, you know, it might be smart to just get one of these and put it in a $400 safe that's too big to drag out of your house. You know, that's the thing with safes too, is like with enough time, people can get into any safe. They can, you know, jackhammer them open or use the jaws of life is what police use. But
right.
You know, you don't want a safe that someone can pick up and carry out. I mean, that's good for keeping your kid from getting to your gun when he's too young. But, you know, you don't want to keep all your riches in a safe someone can put under their arm. You want a man-sized safe. You know, they're like $800. But if you had a $400 hardware, a Treasure, you know, or one of those wallets in an $800 safe in your home, this guy would still have his money if he'd done that, you know?
Yeah.
And if he'd read this $30 book, so.
I'm real sorry, dude.
Up on me too. Me too, Devin. Yeah. I'm going to put in the show notes.
You're listening to The Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows.
No end is final out when the shoes. It's not because I need to know the Constitution well enough to know it's a well-crafted blueprint to create an ever-increasing federal empire. But there's still one thing missing.
Buttons!
Freedom Fiends now has buttons. You'll get state speech is hate speech, guns and weed, buy sheep for sheep on jeep,
and Bitcoin, 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 Bitcoin.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says,
Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others once were big but now are small. It's a real true fiend, they kind of collect them all. Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others once were big but now are small. It's a real true fiend, they kind of collect them all. Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others once were big but now are small. It's a real true fiend, they kind of collect them all. Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others once were big but now are small. It's a real true fiend, they kind of collect them all. Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others once were big but now are small. It's a real true fiend, they kind of collect them all.
Talking about these really, really funny memes that I keep seeing of Trump with his, like, showing his executive orders and stuff. And there's one, and I haven't shared any of them, but this one just, I don't know. I have to share this one. It's like him showing his, like, Pokemon card collection, but it's like an executive, like, with the executive order.
There's a war portfolio. On for your memes.
It's pretty
Lou,
funny.
Where did you get the, is there a generator to make these like Trump tweeting about putting the fiends in a gulag that you made that I'm using for the show notes?
Yes. FakeTrumpTweet.com or something like that. If you do a Google search for fake Trump tweet, it'll pop up.
The one that we're using tonight is supposed to be Donald Trump tweeting, "The Freedom Fiends has great audio, the best audio. I will miss that when I send them to the gulag. Hashtag make state speech great speech again." Did you make this, Lou? It's awesome.
Yeah. I made one the other day. It was the first fake one that I did. It says, at Lou Sander Fiend, because that's my Twitter handle, says, at Lou Sander Fiend. If you keep calling me a commie, I will send you to gulag. Hashtag purges.
Yeah, you know, if you put at you, though, at the beginning, no one's going to see it really except you unless they do a little digging. You have to put another word first. Yes. You should say for, F-O-R, and then at Lou. Then everybody on your, you know, will see it.
This is really weird. I thought I had shared that on my page, the fake tweet that we're just talking about, and I can't find it now. It's weird.
Trump had it taken down. I think, you know, I'm telling you how Twitter works, and then I said, I think, because, you know, I've been on Twitter forever and have lots of followers, and I still don't really know how it works. No one does. That's like, I read this article.
You know, algorithms.
Like Twitter, you know, Twitter, again, is putting a lot of money into explaining on Twitter how Twitter works. Because a lot of people don't get it. I have a lot of fake followers that aren't mine. I have like, oh, I don't know, 21,000 followers or something. And probably 4,000 of them are mine because when I got, somebody just bought me like 20,000 followers one day. I used to think it was an attack, like they were going to do it and then say I was buying fake followers and try to discredit me. But I don't think it was. I think it was a fan trying to help me out. Because really, like, I found out later that, like, a lot of people have a lot of fake followers, even, like, presidents and stuff and corporations. And, you know, so I had, like, 3,000 real followers when this happened. And this was, like, a year and a half ago. And I've been on for a few years. So I probably have about 4,000 now. But it looks like I'm more popular than, like, really popular people. It's weird. But the way you can tell is if somebody's retweets doesn't match their, you know, like if I really had 21,000 followers, I'd have like 20 retweets of every tweet. And I have like one or two retweets of tweets usually. Sometimes, you know, five if I'm lucky.
Tweet and retweet.
So that's how you tell. Tweet, retweet, tweet, retweet. Yeah. Okay. Well, before we go on to all Trump all the time, shudder. I wanted to say one more thing about my friend who got hacked. One of his computers at home, and he leaves them on all the time, which is not good for a number of reasons, one being security. One of his computers had no antivirus program on it. Now, antivirus programs are not flawless. You know, another thing, too, is like secure, but they're better than nothing. And right. Security, there's a lot of security theater that people have, and it ends up getting them hacked. Like, one thing is the beautiful people on Macs often say, I've heard this many times, oh, I don't get viruses. I'm on a Mac. They don't have viruses. That's so completely untrue. It's unbelievable. Oh, yeah.
False sense of security for sure.
It was kind of true 25 years ago when people started saying that, because back then, you know, a lot more people had Windows computers, and so people made viruses for the computers that more people have. But now enough people have Macs that people target them. And really, like, a lot of people getting hacked has nothing to do with viruses. You know, it's like, it's what's called social engineering. It's it's looking on your Facebook, getting your information, and then calling up the phone company and pretending to be you. And then trying it 8 times, and the 9th time they give you the information. So, you know, right. It's really weird how
Watch Mr. Robot. He does it.
Yeah. Oh, he does it to the cops, man.
Yeah.
Remember that where he like finds out who has a cell phone, where a cell phone's located by calling, doing a good job impersonating cops. And, you know, and remember how he does it too. He goes to Best Buy or something with that goon that's making him do it and buys a new computer. He buys a Windows computer, takes it back to the room, wipes it, puts a special brand of Hacker Linux on it, goes on a VPN, hops to some other zombie computer and does it from there. And then like faxes from Linux to the cops.
Yeah.
Don't try this at home, but don't.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
Are you tired of stinky socialists trying to take over America?
And are you also tired of theorists talking about the free market as a cure-all for every problem with no firsthand experience of how the market actually works?
Well, the Truth Justice American Way app gives you wall-to-wall shows by hosts who not only understand the market, but tell you how they make money in a variety of patriotic endeavors.
The Truth Justice American Way app for Android is 24/7 streaming audio content on the topics of finance, liberty, self-defense, and technology.
All the hosts are all American Americans from all over America.
And the app is made in Wyoming, the cowboy state.
Because you should buy American, even with free Android apps.
Truth Justice American Way. Useful information, compelling personalities, and superior American audio quality.
Go on the Google Play Store or the Amazon App Store and search Truth Justice American Way.
God bless each and every one of you, and God bless America.
Is that yours? Sounds like
there's a war on for your mains.
There's a war on for your buffering. Take some buffering. Let me, Flip, can you go on and increase your buffering? So we're going to talk about Trump.
I'm already at 210.
You don't have to go to 220, 250. Doesn't matter. Do it. If you want. If you want to not buffer. I don't know. All right. So, or if you want to go off Fiend Phone and come back, that could, you know, really dump the buff. Do that. So,
dump Trump. Your buff.
Trump
is our greatest spiritual teacher.
He's a spirit animal. You know what's hilarious to me is this Fiend guy
phone.
Bannon.
Fiend Steve phone.
Bannon. Is that his name? What's the Bannon guy? Lou?
Dan Banning?
Sergeant. No, not Dan Banning. Lou's Trump. I called Trump Lou. Lou's like right-hand man. The guy, the alt-right supposedly guy who's not really. That guy.
Richard Spencer?
No, the guy that's like, he's like with him physically all the time.
With who? Trump?
Yeah. You don't know who Bannon is? Steve Bannon. Sounds like a $6 million man, but it's not. You don't know who Steve Bannon is? Well, he's kind of funny because I'm looking at this picture of him in Trump's in the Oval Office, and he looks so unpresidential. Like, he doesn't look like someone who you'd let near the president. They kind of make fun of that too. There was actually before Trump nominated his Supreme Court guy, there was a, like, you know, a cartoon about like, yeah, Trump could nominate anybody. You don't actually have to be a judge or a lawyer to be a Supreme Court judge. There's no rule that says it. And had a picture of the Supreme Court judge with this guy, like, photoshopped in, like, they're all there in their robes, like they're always photographed, and he's like sitting down wearing his bathrobe in his underwear with, like, you know, his gut hanging out. It's pretty funny. I could see it.
So it's kind of like our photo from Porkfest. Now, it's real Bannon? Interesting.
Yeah.
It's interesting, the requirements for being nominated for a Supreme Court judge. You don't have to have been a judge in the past, and there's a precedent by a president for nominating somebody who hadn't been a judge. That's Diana. She got the boot. She apparently got somebody in Australia to run up a really high telephone bill, and she got the boot with Pete Phone. So.
Simpsons did it.
Oh, it says, please let Michael know I can't do anything. Everything is frozen. Well, unfreeze it. So anyway, what was it, George W. Bush had nominated the White House counsel or solicitor. I don't know if she was a solicitor general, but I believe her name was Harriet Myers, and he had nominated her for SCOTUS Scratcher. So,
yeah, you know, there's actually judges who have never been lawyers. That's it's rare, but especially in the South, where and especially sometimes justice of the peace, which is slightly different than a judge. Sometimes those are not attorneys either. I mean, the assumption is that you don't have to be a judge to be on the Supreme Court, but the assumption is you'd have to be an attorney. But technically, I don't think you have to. You know, I think Joe the plumber. That's what he should do, really. If I were Trump, I'd find Joe the plumber and make him a Supreme Court judge.
I'd find Joe the Biden because that would be hilarious.
Nah, you know,
those Supreme Court would be awesome.
Seriously, though, for a minute, I know we joke a lot about the fiends, but pretty much the only thing I care about that a president does is Supreme Court nomination. And the one that Trump picked is not as bad as some. I mean, he was actually meeting with Judge Napolitano, and I was hoping that would happen, but it didn't. No relation to the other Napolitano. Yeah, I think that was just a... I mean, they often meet with people they're not going to hire, and CEOs do
fiend
that, too,
phone.
For appearances.
Fiend phone.
Okay, I'm back.
Hey, Mama.
Oh, my
How come
goodness.
Every time someone logs on tonight, someone gets kicked off? Diana gets kicked off? Or was Lou kicked off too? I forget. Just Diana, right?
No, I left on my own and then
came
back.
Yeah, and when you left, I mean, I got kicked off. I don't know what happened. Everything just froze up.
You know what it is? Your PC knows that you're one of the beautiful people who'd rather be on a Mac.
Well, you know what? I recently upgraded to Windows 10, and I wonder if that has something to do with it.
I don't know. I'm running it fine on Windows 10. Oh, actually, I'm running on Windows 7, but people run it on Windows 10 fine.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
No idea. Something's
so we're talking about Trump.
Weird. Yeah.
The thing that's weird about Trump. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say. I mean, if we're able to get to it, I just really want to talk about this whole.
I'm done. I got one more thing to say. Okay. I got to say right. that it's. I'm going to actually walk away and give you for several minutes and give you guys a word in edgewise, but because I've been excited, I'm just really excited. So, because we have solutions to. Computer privacy. You know, I get a boner.
I love it when you
stuff.
Feel well and you get super stoked about something.
I know. Yeah. I'm feeling bad. I'm down to a half milligram of prednisone. I felt lousy yesterday.
Yay.
Oh, I found out why I felt lousy. It was I forgot that I figured the day before I completely skipped all the medication I'm on for one day, including prednisone. So I went like almost 48 hours without prednisone and I'm down to half a milligram. So yeah. It's tough, and it's I can't just stop, or like you know my adrenal glands will stop. But I'm down from 30 milligrams a day a year ago, and I was on it for a year before that.
Oh my!
That's
goodness.
A lot. My neighbor's been on it. My neighbor's been on it on 5 milligrams a day since the 70s. That's how hard it is to get off this stuff.
Oh my! Jesus!
Yeah. Wow. So, but you know, it saved my life too. I was able to breathe when I couldn't otherwise, so it helped. But. You know, it's tough. It's harder to kick than heroin. I've kicked heroin, and prednisone is literally harder to kick than heroin. Mm-hmm. So the funny thing about Trump, the ironic thing about Trump, I just want to say this, and then you can discuss and talk about whatever you want to talk about the shadow of death, of liberal doom. I find it really ironic that the same people, the same leftists who were screaming that Trump... was seeming to incite people getting punched at his rallies are the same people who are now cheering people punching you know people who aren't leftists
and the hypocrisy like is completely lost on them.
Yep. Please discuss spelling counts. I'll be back in a half hour or so when the show's over.
Yeah, the hypocrisy is frequently lost on them and all the rioting. You know what's going on today, right?
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay. Milo.
One more thing.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
One more thing. And I will stay connected, so email me if anyone gets dumped off. Well, I was doing the show with the door shut because DJ was sleeping. And, you know, sometimes she's awake during the show. But I opened the door after the last break and went out to go pee. And I was like, God, it's so cold in the house. But it's really warm in my room. It's my hot air heating my room with the door shut. So we need to harness talk radio hosts to power America.
It's your methane. Worms. Yeah. And carbon dioxide. Greenhouse gases.
Greenhouse effect in my bedroom.
Yeah. Right on. Okay, so Milo. What about Milo? See, I don't pay attention to him. But okay. Whatever. Yeah.
It appears that he was doing a speaking engagement at UC Berkeley, and the
really,
it's frequently a bastion of free speech. It's a free speech zone. It's a place where historically the students and faculty have really celebrated free speech. They've supported it. They fought for it. They've marched around waving the government's flag to support it, and
waving it super hard.
Yeah. So anyway, it turns out that a bunch of lefties weren't real happy with Milo's speaking there. So
his free speech is not okay.
Yeah. So they were rioting, and I saw pictures of some stuff burning. It looked like
you can't say that on radio. Can you say that on radio?
Somebody was saying, you know, what's going on at Berkeley? Why are they burning stuff? I'm like, well, if it was Michigan State, it would obviously be. Obviously have something to do with sports ball, but so anyway, yeah, they're just freaking out. And you know, when, how can I put this, all this breaking windows and burning stuff and rioting and all this other crap, it's really amazing that I have to defend this, because I'm not real big on rioting, and if you're mad at the government, you know, you probably shouldn't be burning down stores. You know, you shouldn't be burning down private property. You should probably be burning down government property. Not saying that you should, but I mean, if you were going to burn something, it seems like you'd burn, you know, the property of the group that you were unhappy with. So because I say that it's a bad thing for, like, down in D.C., Motor on the Potomac, for those idiots to go around breaking out windows in Starbucks and everything else, they're like, well, you're just defending Bank of America and Starbucks. You love Bank of America and Starbucks. I don't have any particular love for them, but I really, really, really love windows. Quit breaking them. Paul Krugman is getting so excited. It's stimulating the Trump economic recovery plan. Quit breaking windows, you morons.
Keeping the window makers in business, of course.
I'm reading an article called
economy.
I'm reading an article called President Bannon in the New York Times about how this guy that you guys haven't heard of that I was just talking about is the Karl Rove to this president. He's the guy secretly running things. I believe it. All right, that's it.
Milo?
No, Stephen Bannon. He's an old dude. He's not a young, sexy homosexual. He's he looks like me if I were tall. Yeah, all right.
Right on. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Did he come over from Breitbart? Isn't that where he was before?
Oh, Bannon?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Michael.
Michael's doing his own thing right now.
He can't even hang around and answer questions. So anyway.
His last name's Bannon. Let's see. Breitbart. Oh, yeah. Let's see. Yeah. It looks to be he was a founding member of the board of Breitbart News.
Okay.
So,
all right, so I kind of know who he is.
So he's the Karl Rove to the Trump administration or something like that. Anyway, I haven't really been keeping up with it that much. I've just been like looking for reasons and ways to make fun of Trump, and also, you know, figure out how to psychoanalyze his whole presence as the president of this country that we happen to live in by no fault of our own.
The Twitter president,
yeah.
Executive orders by via tweet.
Right.
Just wait until he goes live on YouTube for his press conferences.
So I guess in the redemption of the third act, I am going to talk about this Jungian perspective on Trump and why he's a thing.
And maybe I will tell the Karl Marx, Adam and Eve story.
To Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Yeah, we're back. Yeah.
So real quick, I just want to get this out real quick.
All right, go ahead.
this article on collective evolution, read it fairly recently, a few days ago, but it has to do with it's basically a Jungian, Carl Jung, who is a psychoanalyst. And
he's one of the granddaddies of
Sigmund Freud. Yeah.
Yeah, him and Sigmund Freud basically are credited with modern psychotherapy.
Right. So, but you know, Jung was all about like archetypes and the collective unconsciousness and things like that. Well, anyway, on collective evolution, there's this article. It's entitled "A Completely Different Perspective on Trump's Presidency: This Will Make You Think." And essentially, what this guy Bernard Gunther is saying is that Trump is. Well, I'll just read this. It says, here's the thing from a basic Jungian perspective. Trump is your shadow, America, a reflection of your unconscious, especially concerning people who identify themselves as leftists, liberals, and progressives, their own shadow, which they never deeply acknowledged, and hence project outwardly at the other side in their holier-than-thou politically correct attitude, overestimating themselves and dreaming to be awake. So it's kind of like the self-inflation, narcissism, greed, the bigger is more, the quantity over quality, the entitlement, the hypocrisy, the drive for recognition and fame, the best in the world, the bully, the money can buy everything, the racism and sexism, etc., or anything else you despise in the man, it's all you, buried in your unconscious, is also the shadow side of the American dream and obviously reflected in America's imperialism. So
Bill
I just
Burr
thought
said
that
this
was
really a lot shorter than that. That's really smart. But yeah. Bill Burr said it really clearly recently. He said, America, you get who you deserve.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what this says, too. It goes on to say, like later on down the road, it said, in the end, America got the president it deserved. And when you act like slaves looking for a leader, savior to follow, you get masters and always will. As long as you support and believe in the religion of government, regardless what system is implemented.
You saying that or reading that? That's great, off the cuff, from your brain.
God, I wish I could.
Not that your brain couldn't say that, but it was very like.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've read it a couple of times because I.
It was like
so
me
much.
On Kratom smart. It was,
yeah, and then there's this quote by Carl Jung that I love.
Kratom's a brain enhancer.
It's everything that irritates us about others can lead us to an understanding of ourselves. There's no coming to consciousness without pain. People will do anything, no matter how absurd, in order to avoid facing their own soul. Everyone carries a shadow, and the less it is embodied in the individual's conscious life, the blacker and denser it is. When an inner situation is not made conscious, it appears outside as fate. That's Jung. He said
He's
that.
A liar,
so,
a socialist.
Anyway, but yeah. So in a way, it's kind of like people manifested Trump with their
worms.
Worms with their worms.
Yep.
And the snakes in their brains.
So real quick, I want to talk about Steve Bannon since you guys haven't heard of him, and that's
I have. I just didn't realize it.
But you didn't really know who he is. You should know who he is. He is to Trump what was the guy's name? Karl Rove,
yeah,
to George W. Bush.
Oh,
or
Dean,
you know,
and Dean Morris to Clinton.
Yeah. Or yeah. I would say almost like Cheney to Bush too, but really, you know, Cheney had his own weird agendas. But
Mr. Burns.
Yeah. Steve Bannon he's a former investment banker at Goldman Sachs, I think it was. And then he went and worked at Breitbart News and ran it until Breitbart was murdered and then took it over and runs it now. And, ran it until he started campaigning for Trump. He took a leave and then he resigned after Trump got elected. He's always with Trump. I mean, he's like Trump's best buddy. You know, it's like his entourage always includes Steve Bannon. And Steve Bannon looks like he looks homeless. It's kind of funny. Who'd you say
he looks like? Al Neal Schulman cleaned up.
Yeah, a little cleaned up. And, you know, if he lost 20, 10 pounds.
Or could be your brother. He could be your, like, yeah.
Yeah, he looks like me, kind of. A little older, a little taller, a little better off, a little more evil.
Longer hair, but you've grown your hair out some, haven't you?
Yeah.
I have the documents.
Yep.
Yep. So...
Oh no, there's a cat in here. Any hoodle.
That was you. So everyone should go get that app we're using. It's called Pocket Alibi. It's free. It's on Google Play. Get it. Worms.
Get it. Yeah, worms.